This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
This week's U.S. export sales report actually included a slight rebound in the soybean numbers. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest sales.
Well, it wasn't a bad report. We came in at 1.1 million tons for corn. That was within the range of estimates. On the soybean side of things, we saw a little bit of a rebound. So we've seen some very poor numbers over the last 6 weeks or so. In the beans, they did have a nice rebound to 680,000 tons. 614,000 of that was for the old crop. It's not great, but it is an improvement based off of the trend that we've seen over the last few weeks. On the wheat side of things, inside the range of estimates, but we're still struggling with wheat exports. Meal exports were just inside the range, better on the new crop side of things, and then very good bean oil sales. So the complex itself had a rebound of a week for overall exports.
Flash sales have been quiet lately, and that trend continued this week. However, McBride said there was a flash cancellation that shook the wheat markets.
Yes, there was an overnight cancellation. China has canceled 130,000 tons of soft red winter wheat. Now, that was notable a few months ago when one of those sales came through, or a few of those sales came through, that China was buying U.S. wheat, because they don't typically do that. So the idea that they came in and now have canceled it, it's disappointing, but it didn't really necessarily set the wheat market back any today.
For the rest of this story and more, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.